Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Everybody, and welcome to Merry Monday with Mary Peeler. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the light workers, and you answer that call from all walks of life, from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers and journeymen, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, light bearers, and my goodness, that list, it goes on and on and on. It is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our very own special individual ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call creation, so sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie and Mary Peeler today, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our own personal lights. We're going to be doing readings shortly, and if you'd like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. Jeannie is back on duty in the chat room, and she can answer any of the questions that you might have. She may even give you advice in the queue if you ask it. She says she's not psychic, but, you know, I don't believe her. She's psychic as well as everybody else is. I don't usually answer private messages when the show is going on. I try to focus on the task at hand. So Jeannie is the one that you want to contact if you have any questions. Can Quiet Hawk, that magical, magical voice, can be found at nativestorytellers.com if you want to experience more of him. My website is barbaradelong.com, and do check that out because there's a new blog on there that Bear has gotten up that is just absolutely beautifully done, as all of her work is, no surprise there. I did supply the text, though, so after you get done admiring her work, do read it, too. Our special guest today is a good friend, an amazing psychic, a wonderfully talented and gifted and gentle and spiritual and humorous person that I enjoy working with and I have enjoyed working with for a lot of years now, and that's Mary Peeler, and she can be found at Now I got to get this right. Oh goodness, I'm going to have to get her online. I know what it is. It's psychicmediummary.com. I know it so well I forgot it. It means we've been working together way too long, or we've been working together so long that I just assume that it's in my mind and it's not. Anyhow, Mary Peeler is phenomenal. She travels all over the country. She does spirit circles. She does gallery presentations. She does private readings. She is a master of many, many, many talents and gifts. She is a medium. She is psychic. She is intuitive. She is a sensitive. You can apply just about every title out there to her. And she does her work with grace and sincerity, with a gentle nature and a kind heart. And I recommend anyone looking for a reading, this is the lady you go to. This is the lady you may have to wait a little while, but it's worth your time and effort to stand in line to get a reading from Mary. She is just a joy to be around, and she and I are going to be working together in March. So anybody in the Florida area, you want to check out my website, because on the front page it has the flyer for where we're going to be in Florida in March. And Mary and I are going to be we're going to be in Pensacola doing readings and a night of mediumship, and we'll also be in Walton Beach, Florida, just prior to that. So we're going to be trekking around together, and hopefully we'll have time to squeeze in some readings, because I imagine, you know, we've worked together a lot, but we've never actually physically been together. So, Mary, are you there?
I am here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, Bear. Hello, Jeannie again. And hello, Barbara, and thank you once again for all the lovely, nice things you say about me. I can turn those all back, and it's kind of like when I listen to you, I feel so honored. But I always think about that energy is moving constantly, and I've been shown so many times that when we pray for others, and sometimes when you give me such a wonderful, wonderful high praise, I always feel like I want to pass it back on to you. And I've been shown many, many times in my readings that when we pray for others, that they return the prayers to us. So with that in my head, please allow me to return all those nice things that you say about me right back to you, because it's always a joy to read with you and to work with you. And I'm glad you're in my life.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have Walks with Thunder to thank for that. And to be honest, I think that they're the people that really have the greatest impact on my life. I met on that show, which was a very unique and unusual show, and he is a very unique character in his own right. And I met you there. I met Lizzie Starr there. I think Deb I met there. I met Cindy Jordan there. I said Bear, I think, and Bear was definitely a part of that group as well. So people that have, you know, really have had great impact on my life for the last 5, 6 years, 7 years, whatever length
seven
of time
years,
it is.
Yeah, and I want to mention Bea Herz. Bea is also a psychic, and Bea called me and asked me to do the show with him. So, it led to so many doors opening and meeting you and everything. It was a good experience. So
it really was.
And quite unusual. Andy is quite an unusual person.
Yeah, Walks with Thunder is a charming man, and he had he loved pretty blondes, he found every pretty blonde psychic that was on Blog Talk Radio, I think, and Mary and I used to really chuckle over the whole thing, because as attracted as he was to pretty blonde women, his co-hosts were two grandmothers.
Yes, and I don't have a blonde hair in my head, unless you call all the white hair I have blonde. So,
well,
and that's
I
new have... description for blonde. I'm very blonde, being white-haired.
Well, it's really funny that and quite smart of him to have, you know, two grandmothers be his co-hosts, because he definitely had a he enjoyed very pretty blonde women with long hair. Long hair was important too, but he was a very unique man, and he gave. I was already doing Nightlight when he asked me to be co-host. You know, on the Wednesday show you had Monday, and it was a wonderful experience to me. I met so many phenomenal people, and I am very grateful for that experience from him. Totally.
Yes.
He's still around. He still is doing his a self-taught shaman, and he does workshops and stuff like that, he has a lot of very unique methods, and the one thing that I really always enjoyed from him were the blessings that he did, because they were always very, very beautiful.
They
and,
are.
He definitely has a skill and a talent in that area, and he's still around Blog Talk, I believe. I think he's been on a couple of shows here and there, but a character, an amazing character, and the kind that you just never forget. So, thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Andy.
Are you traveling around? I know you're going to be in Florida in March, and we're going to be together down there.
That's the next trip. I actually will be in Florida on Sunday, so I will be working there. I have clients there, and mainly telephone readings, and a few who are coming, because I am new to the Pensacola area for clients, and so that's why Barb and I are going down there, just for the fun of it. And I go down there Sunday, and I will be there until after you leave. So really looking forward to it. Should be fun. And then when I get back, I know, let me see, then back to Kansas and Missouri, and after that, state of Washington. We're going to go up to Bellingham area, if anybody's listening from over there. And, and my daughter just told me I was going to Texas, too. So it's like, it's a matter of I just don't unpack very well.
Yeah. Well, I put my suitcase away because I hate trampling over it. But you and I will be down there working between the 8th and the 14th of March. And then
yeah,
I
you
come
have it
back
on the conversation area here.
and
you did.
That's how I knew the date. And then I go to Virginia to do a benefit for about 5 days, and then I'm back here, and then I think I turn around and I go back to Nashville. So yeah, my suitcase has gotten a lot more work out than I really wanted ever to have it see, to be honest.
I know. In the last year, Barbara, I think I'm an influence on you. You really have been traveling. Because I remember when the first time I met you, you said, no, I don't want to travel again. And, man, look at you, young lady. You were traveling a lot.
Well, when the cards came out in 91, I went all over the country. And I must have spent 3 out of every 4 weeks on the road. And I did the entire coast of California from way above San Francisco to all the way down to San Diego. And I did Colorado, and I did Boston, and I did Miami, and I did New Orleans, and I was all over the place. And I learned to hate it.
You can get there, but it's always challenging, and for me, it's fun. So it's
you have Wayne that travels with you and drives you to most of the places.
Yes,
and you guys do have the luxury of being able to really see the areas you're in. I would fly into an airport, see a bookstore, and the bookstore owner's house, and then I would be on the airplane back or off to another venue. And I truly, when I went down to, and I spent a lot of time in Virginia, and I didn't see anything for maybe 5 years. You know, it would be airport, house, store, house, airport, bye. And so it's kind of, I'm more relaxed this time, so I actually am seeing some of the areas that I'm going to, so it is kind of exciting. But
oh, that's good.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because I think this field, the metaphysical field, is opening up. I think, from what I can tell, there is a greater awakening of all of humanity, and there is a drawing, there's an opening up of the spiritual aspects within everybody's consciousness. And so what we do is no longer something that you have to sort of tippy-toe around. It's something that basically, you know, people are searching for, people are reaching for. They're not feeling threatened by the fact that spiritual does expand all aspects of your life, and that includes religion. So it's sort of like it's a time when people are hungry for the kind of advice, information, and insight that you and I have the honor to be able to share.
Oh, I agree with you. There's still a lot that is very negative out there, but for the most part, I have to agree with you because I choose to agree with you because for me, it is my entire life, and I cannot imagine not being involved in an enterprise and a way of life that does not hold God as the Alpha and the Omega and the beginning and the end and everything, but at the same time not restricted by our fears, instead a loving God that embraces us for our uniqueness and our wonders and our joys and our sorrows. I cannot
Absolutely.
Imagine my life like this.
Yeah, no, it is definitely a new aspect for all of us, and the fact that people are actually seeking information and guidance. And what I love about it is, and I am finding that the questions that people are asking are just, for the most part, new and insightful, and it's very exciting to be able to go into new territory for the people that are coming to you for information. I mean, certainly, you know, the old standbys are there still, but there's also that other stretch into the spiritual that expands our awareness as everything else does. So it's a learning, there's a learning curve for those of us who are in the field and as well as for people who are coming to us for information. So it is a very exciting time.
Definitely.
And that said, we have a few people in queue here, and Jeannie is very busy taking care of people, but there is somebody here that actually just called in just to talk to you. They don't want to talk to me.
Uh-oh.
So okay, Bear.
She's not telling the total truth. That's because I always talk to Barb.
Oh, hello, Bear. Oh, well, I had a couple people ask me today if I was going to be here, so I was wondering, okay, who is this?
No, I don't do this as very often, and I don't think I've actually had a reading from you. And one time on Almost Heaven, when we were trying to get some things going, I let her go on me on a past life, and that was really great and really interesting, and everybody actually enjoyed it. And I thought, you know what, I've never had a reading from Mary, and I love Mary. So I thought, I'm going to call up because, see, Monday's my day off that I give myself. And
yes,
I sit and work on some stuff, and yep, I'm calling, and I said to Barb, nope, I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, that is funny. I love that. I love that, love that, love that. Well, can I, I'm going to jump right in, Bear, because I really feel that I don't know everything that's going on in your life, but I do know that I am seeing an ability for you to, are you having back problems?
Yeah.
You are?
I have back problems. I've had them since I was 14, yes.
Okay, because your guides are yelling at me, tell Bear she's strong and that they want you to stand up straight, and they are screaming, this is, and they only scream with love, unless they're trying to annoy me, but they are saying that you are stepping into a time where the businesswoman in you and the decision maker is all around you. So you are going to be the queen of the bears.
No,
oh,
I like that.
That one.
I like that.
Yeah.
Queen of the bears.
Well,
I really like
this. Barb. No, I'm just kidding.
The colors that are around you are all lovely, lovely blues and yellows here. So I really feel like you are stepping into a time period where you got a lot of decisions to make. So
yeah.
What are you finishing?
Actually, I think I'm not necessarily finishing. I have directions in which I can go, business-wise.
Then it's a decision on where you want to go, but they, again, I'm hearing there's two directions here. So, Bear, you're not one to walk in only one direction, which I would think a bear would do, but I feel like you like your side trips. So meaning you're heading in one direction, but your mind keeps pulling you away, and I feel like I really have to tell you, would you please get focused on being the business person, because you need to have the money coming to you. You need to have the energy coming back to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
And then the colors become even brighter, and especially the yellows, which are all self-esteem. And you have it. I mean, you're really, really talented. But
thank you.
I really, really, really want to encourage you
focus. I would think that the two sides, Mary, are the personal side and the business side.
Okay.
And I'm setting the personal, kind of to the side right now to move ahead.
Okay, and
I'd
like that. I mean, because, you know, they actually show me a bear, and they have, you know, how a bear has that wonderful sense of smell. And so here's the thing that they're saying to you. Let your passion come alive for ambitious pursuits.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. I think it's interesting, too, but that's definitely what I'm hearing here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yep.
Okay. And, Bear, are you having
yep.
a headache?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that goes with the back pain, but...
Yeah.
Has anyone ever done tapping with you?
Yep.
Okay. It works for me. I hope it works for you.
Yep. I manage it well, but this is a really bad season.
Yes,
I swing
really, really
with
is.
Season.
So,
yeah.
Manage, stay
Snow
focused. Okay.
Okay.
Stay focused.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
and when
yep.
I say that, all right, I mean, really, 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 the stars just come out. They really do. You're headed in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm told, and I have no idea because I don't do astrology, but I was told I was in a year one, and this is what I'm supposed to do because everything that I've seen it is here. Now I just have to move forward, and this is my year. And Again, yes. So for confirmation for you, yes. I've got rheumatoid arthritis and osteo, and they don't know how I walk, but I manage my pain through meditation and working with Creator. I don't do medication at all.
Okay,
I've had this since I was 18, and I'm good. I feel, I mean, compared to what I could feel like, I feel good. So
yes,
I'm moving ahead with lots of
entirely.
Things.
Entirely.
Yes. I want to jump in. I mean, I know you don't, you know, I know you didn't call to talk to me, but I do want to pop in because I'm seeing 5, 6, 7 books, and it does feel to me as though publication and your writing is going to be something that will open doors for you. I'm not saying it's going to necessarily be your major focus, but I am seeing that it will bring in supplemental stuff that will really help you a lot. And it's you know, I mean, I would love to say that you know, you can be like Stephen King and get 3 cents a book and retire, but I don't see that, but I do see that what you have that you write, that what I'm feeling here is that the writing is really, really important to you in that it reminds you of what you carry and the legacy you are to leave. And it feels as though that it's a way for you to put information out there for those who are not yet ready but will be in time, and that may be 100 years from now. But it really feels strongly that you need to be writing and publishing and publishing. It's not just the writing that's important for you. It's putting the legacy out there. So, for what it's worth.
Okay. No, I always listen. You know, I always listen.
I know,
but
you do.
And I appreciate you very much, Barb. I've told you that before, and I appreciate Mary. I appreciate everything you said. It's nice to have a fresh set of eyes, and that's kind of why I was actually kind of pushed to call today. And it's like you need to hear it from somebody that knows you but doesn't know you, so to speak.
Yes,
if that makes
exactly,
sense.
Exactly. Okay, but I have to come back in because I think it is. I actually see you working in an office. Your own office.
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So
that's
there's
coming.
Some things
coming.
Here.
That's
yeah.
That's
nose
validation
to the ground. Ground.
Yeah.
You'll see your way through. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
But
yeah. Well, just so you know, I'm
mission
actually.
For ambition.
I just finished with the gentleman I've been leasing the home with. I just finally concluded my business with him to purchase the home from him. And I'm actually, I just gutted part of my house because it is now becoming my office studio. So,
fantastic.
It's so funny. And I actually had clients come to the home this past weekend. So, and it was
like
something
that
I was very comfortable with. It was like much like my old studio when I had my studio in town. So, yeah. So you're right on. Okay. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bear.
And you'll have to come and travels. You guys will have to come up here in the lake, but not in the winter. You need to come in the warm.
No, not in the winter.
No.
Yeah, no. You need to come see all our beautiful birds and critters out here on the lake.
Do you have roses growing too?
Yes, I do. I've always had roses growing. That was
because,
from my grandfather.
Because really, 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 the roses just keep popping up. And I just think every time I'm shown roses, that the spirit of creativity and the Holy Mother, as I call her, is there around you all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have my grandfather, when he was alive and I was very young, he taught me how to take care of and groom roses, and I've had them at every place then. So, yeah.
Hey, okay, that's just your grandfather then. You're really saying hello. Yep. It's more than my interpretation. It's him also.
Yep, I'm very close. I was very, very close with him. They're always in my thoughts, so, yeah.
Thank you. Okay. And then one last thing. Okay, who made the apple pie all the time?
The apple pie was my sister. That was my sister made it for my dad because it was my dad's favorite. My dad's favorite pie was apple pie. Matter of fact, when he was in the hospital before he passed, he asked me, and I said, yep, I'll go get you some. And I got him homemade apple pie, and they had a cow, and I said, he's going to be going anyway. Let him eat his apple pie. So, yeah, that was my dad, apple pie.
Okay, cool. Well, then that means your dad is right there with you.
Yep, okay. Yep, thank you very much, apple pie. Yep,
you're welcome.
That's my dad.
You're welcome.
Thank
Tell him to share
you.
The apple pie.
Well, you guys come here. I'll bake whatever you want, cook whatever you want.
Okay,
so, yeah,
okay.
You're on.
You're on.
All right.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, guys. I love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye. Okay, that was a nice way to start the day.
That was fun, and you guys, you really had me going there. I had no idea what you and Jeannie were cooking up. Thank you, Bear.
Well, Bear is doing my website, and she's done a magnificent job on it. I mean, it's just fabulous what she's got, and she's continuing to add to it, and she just got a blog on it. So, I'm very excited that the blog is on the website now, so...
Yeah,
you know,
it's really nice.
She's putting everything together on the website, so which is, you know, just phenomenal, and it's amazing. I mean, I just send her the stuff, and she makes it look really pretty. So keep telling her
that's nice. What
she should do, and she keeps telling me to mind my own business. She has a career, so Yeah, but we do talk frequently, so I guess, you know, you can know somebody a little bit too well in order to really give them a valid reading.
This is true.
So we don't really
read for friends very often.
Nope. So we've got someone neither of us know. So we've got Sue here. Hi, Sue. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my phone call.
It is our pleasure. How can we help you?
Well, a little bit of things. What do you see with love life or anything with my son? Or will I get more hours when I'm working? I'm part-time. I want full-time. Anything.
Okay. I would say love life. I would say that you've been working very hard on yourself. And always, there is always more we can do no matter how hard we've worked. I do feel that come springtime that there will be a new person coming into your life. It does feel as though the dust is settling. It feels like there is a need to sort of recoup, regroup, and reprioritize. It does feel as though relationship is something that you definitely are seeking and will be attracting to yourself. Understand, though, that a relationship is something that requires a different kind of balance than you have in your life right now, so that you're going to have to make some changes here. It does feel as though you've got that definitely coming. And did you say career?
Yes.
I see you working from the home. Do you do something from the home?
No, I'm a teacher aide, but I wanted more hours because it's part-time right now. But it was funny because this morning I said, I wish I could do something from home. I just said that this morning.
I'm seeing you working from home.
I do.
I'm not really sure. It does feel as though that's going to sort of manifest around the April timeframe. I do feel that you're going to be able to, you know, I'm not seeing an office setting or anything like that, or even a schoolroom setting. I'm seeing you working from the home and being very successful and content. Mary, what are you getting?
Well, I know you're predicting successful and content. I'm seeing you spending a lot of time kind of daydreaming and being discontented for a while. But Barbara says in April, and I think that's possible, but I really feel that if you were to focus on anything that even feels sort of comfortable, like shopping for shoes, and just buy something that, okay, I can live with this. Well, then the door opens up and the universe says, oh, okay, Sue's ready to move in a new direction. Let's get her something better. This is a good thing because you're willing to move forward in it. I want to jump to your son because you ask about your son, and I immediately got a stop sign. So is he doing something you disagree with?
Yes.
Okay. Then whatever this is, I want that to be a priority, that you send him love, you send him whatever it is, and ask for divine guidance and help.
Okay.
Understand?
Yes.
Okay. Make this a priority. Make a list. Put it at the top of your list and keep the list to three things, and you ask about three things, which I think love will find you at just the right time. But repeat that your son is safe and protected and moving away from this direction that he is in.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, so three things, and you affirm them 30 times a day, 10 at a time, but work on this because, Deborah, you're very creative. I'm sorry, I called you Deborah. I don't know who Deborah is.
Sue.
Okay, but Sue, you are creative, you are loving, and you are just in a fog right now, but your son has to be the center of your attention.
Well, I just went, I don't want to get into it, but Friday I went.
No, you don't have to.
This past Friday I went into something where I knew I had to do. I put it off, I did it, and I just, I'm hoping the outcome is good.
Okay. You thank God, you say it is good, you affirm it is good every single day, several times a day with gratitude.
Okay. Now, the job I have now, will I get more hours?
Yes, but I think Barbara said the same thing, but I feel like what it's doing is you may feel like you're working two jobs. So
yeah, I mean, I don't mind if it's like 5.5 hours at the school. I work less than that now, but I had babysitting, didn't work out. But and then I want that, and then, but I don't know, what am I going to do at home? I don't have the money to start anything up.
Well, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm not seeing that. If Barbara's seeing it, it's probably going to work out. Let it come in its own time and affirm that too. Okay? Barbara knows.
What do you see they'll be doing, though? Because I have no idea.
Or at home?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing that. Barbara, what are you seeing for that? I'm seeing more hours at work.
Well, I think that will happen as well. But what I'm seeing here is that you do your own type of business from the home, whether it's going out and tutoring, whether it is going out and helping people in their homes, whether it is, I don't think it's babysitting, but because
I
think
was thinking of doing like companion care.
Absolutely. But it's from your home. You know, you get the calls from your home, you go out from your home, and you do whatever it is, and you come back. So that it is work from your home. And I think that that's going to start manifesting after the March time frame. I think that's when things start to come together for you.
Okay, yeah, I was going to put an ad in the community center where I live. I put one for babysitting, but I think I'm going to change it to companion care.
I think that's a great idea.
So do I. I think that's wonderful. And you know what, Sue? You really are a good teacher, so I think the companion care will help you be able to help people live in a way that they are not always able to, and I think you help them to learn new things.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got Ibitar here. Hi, Ibitar. This is Barbara. You're on the air.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Hi.
Happy New Year. talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you too. How can we help today?
Just a general reading, whatever you guys might be picking up, and hello to your guests as well.
Okay. Mary?
Could you, before we do that, please, I like to write it down.
Oh, she needs your name.
Oh, Ibbatar, Ibbatar.
Thank you.
Okay, what I've got here is that this is going to be a year, a time, in which there's a great deal of intuitive energy going around. There's a flow of spiritual energy around you that is quite profound, and it does feel as though you're going to be really guided by spirit on the other side. You're going to be guided by your own intuition and your own that spirit within that is the master teacher that actually has all of the wisdom that you could possibly want. It feels as though you are coming into a time, a phase of almost, I want to say hibernation for a very short period of time, where you are basically just, you know, doing your own interior, internal work. And as you get into the springtime, if it ever arrives, it feels as though you'll come out of the cocoon that you are going to create for yourself a much changed person. It feels as though March is a time in which there's a tremendous energy going around. You feel very, very busy. You feel almost overwhelmed. And here in the April time frame is where I see you coming out of your chrysalis. It does feel as though you are definitely changed. There is a greater insight, a greater spiritual flavor to your perception and your life and how you're functioning. It's a very interesting time frame for you, because it does feel that you change and you shift your focus, your priorities, and your directives, so that there's a different new continuity of energy here that brings you into a greater balance within your world, within your development. A lot of analyzation going on over the summertime. It feels as though here summertime is a time where I see you being inner reflective. I think this next year is a time in which you do withdraw in order to contemplate. So there is great contemplation for the entire year. And that is going to help set you up for the next decade or two. Healing energy, letting go of things that no longer nurture you, putting your house in order. And I don't mean your physical, I don't mean the home that you live in, but I mean the internal house here. And pulling yourself into a better, more focused person that is on a definite spiritual journey that is going to have new beginnings, fresh starts. And I think there are adventures ahead for you, and they're good adventures. They're fun adventures. They're awakening-type adventures that are going to bring smiles to your face and sparkle to your eyes. And it feels as though life is changing greatly for you, and it's stuff you never anticipated. So it's going to be surprises that are of a very amazing nature. Mary, what are you getting?
Oh, my gosh, Barbara. I'm breathless listening to you. I love it. So I'm sorry, Isatar, you really got a wonderful reading there. So I'm always just blown away, and so I kind of lose it here when Barbara does this, when she, you know, hits us with full barrels here. But I'm breathing because I'm asking for guidance here, okay? Isatar, what I see is an acceptance for yourself that divine spirit is around you. Have you considered, or do you feel also as if you have healing gifts?
Yes, that's my work. That's part of my work as a holistic health practitioner.
Okay, then perfect, absolutely perfect, because that's where I'm sending you. I feel like that your ability to heal grows and grows and grows.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you that you are being advised to continue your own protection and increase your meditations, because I feel like you've got really almost like a grandmother energy here, and I don't know your age because it doesn't matter. The whole point is it is done with love and with care. So if this is where you want to increase your work, invite the universe to support you on this because you are definitely headed in that area. And bless your hands because they are going to provide you with some great adventures.
Yes.
Okay, it's increasing.
Yeah, it's all increasing, yeah.
Okay, so.
Yes.
Hey. Oh, and they tell me you're a good storyteller.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I guess I need to start telling some stories then.
Yeah, and I sincerely mean this because you're very good at it. So it will help your client to relax also. Okay, good.
It'll help me to relax?
Yes, it will help the people you are healing to relax a little bit. Okay,
oh,
good.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. It's going to increase, and you're very good at it. Combined with everything Barbara said, I think you're on a good path.
Oh, wow. Sounds very exciting, like a really exciting year.
Good. Yes, you are. Okay, remember to bless your hands.
I will. Thank you so much, both of you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, I tried to slow down. I usually do that so much faster, and I tried to slow down.
That's why I love you, Barbara, because it's like, oh, my God, she gets this and she gets this. I love it.
It's really cool. I'm not really sure how it happens, but it
is
cool.
It just comes through you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and you know, it makes it so much easier, you know, because you don't think, you know, you just
no, you just yeah, it's there just, and there it comes.
You just step back. It's someone who knew me very well and was not in awe at all of anything that I did. Say it was kind of like spiritual diarrhea of the mouth. So. Clearly a good friend. Okay, we've got Susan in Oklahoma. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Mary. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good. Where in Oklahoma?
I'm in Paul's Valley, and actually, Mary has read for me twice.
Okay, thank you, okay?
Pardon me?
I lost that. I don't know what just was said.
She said, pardon me. Pardon you.
Oh!
I pardon her.
Hello,
she
Susan,
said pardon.
Again.
Okay, guys, I was just wondering. I'm hopefully fixing to have surgery. I don't know how long it's going to be, and I have two court cases, and I'm probably going to lose my job. And I just wonder if you saw anything with any of that.
Hmm. When is the surgery?
I want to ask you, are you thinking of moving also?
I want to. I want to sell my house, yes.
Well, because I just saw, I take notes as I work, and
yes.
I saw Paul's Valley closing up.
Yes.
So whether you see Paul's Valley is fine, but where you're living now closes up and you will be moving.
The job that I have, they're closing down.
Okay. You get another one.
Will I have the surgery soon?
It's not.
Have you seen the doctor
yet?
Already? Because I think there's a wait yet. It's like they haven't decided everything that needs to be done.
With my surgery?
Yeah.
Yes, I go to court next week on that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think that it's a difficult situation, and I'm not seeing a clear win, but I am seeing good news.
Okay.
Okay. But it takes a while.
It's going to take a long while?
Yeah, I feel like it. Unless Barbara says something else, I feel like it takes a while.
Yeah, I'm not seeing surgery this year.
Oh, no. Well, it's already been a year.
No, I got you. But what would it be on?
My back.
Your back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not seeing surgery this year. I'm just not. And I understand that, you know, it's something that you need to have done. But I'm not seeing it. And again, I'm going to go along with Mary. I'm seeing you getting good news about all of this, but I'm not seeing a lawsuit settled yet.
Okay.
So,
that's
my problem. But I am surgery. I'm just like Barbara. I feel like it is dragged out before the surgery happens.
So you don't think that the year that's already drug out is, let's put it this way.
I think it could wait another 4 months.
Okay. So
okay.
I also go to court on Friday for something for my deceased son, and I was just wondering how that came out.
I think that is more of a celebration.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Okay.
Thank God. Yes. So do you see me getting another job while I'm waiting on this back thing?
I do think you get another job. Barb, what do you think?
I don't see another job. I just, my feeling is that she is going to wait for... I think you will work, but I don't think it's a job. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, and that can be what I'm seeing, too, because it was just so adamant and so clear that the Paul's Valley stuff closes up.
Yes, because it's all closing up. But
okay.
And to be honest, my back condition is a worker comp condition. That's
okay.
Why I was hoping that it would be settled so I could have my back surgery so I could move on to another job.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
and
yes.
Being stuck home, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because the being stuck home is very depressing.
Yeah, it is. Do your affirmations and ask for good results for everybody involved.
Okay. Mary, I love you.
Thank you, Susan. I love you, too.
I miss you. And, Barbara, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
All good thoughts, Susan, okay?
Thank you, Mary.
Bye.
Y'all be careful. Goodbye.
Bye, sweetie.
Those workman comp things and everything, God, they just take forever.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, we got Stacy in New Jersey. Hi, Stacy. How are you doing today?
Hi, girls. I'm doing well. How about you?
Oh, is it snowing where
you
are?
You are such a person.
It is snowing today again, and I called out of work because I had lost power in the storm. So I'm not normally home this time to call, and have been listening to your show and excited to get a reading.
How cool.
But
how
you are
cool
such a
that?
Positive person, Stacy.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that really comes in very, very quick and easy. I love it. You must ask us, what are you after today? Sorry, Barb, I'm just talking.
That's just go
okay.
for it, Mary.
I guess, you know, maybe what you guys saw as far as love, I am talking to a to my old boyfriend, John, and we're talking every day again. And I had, John and I had been together for a few years. We had broken up, and I think we're on a different level of talking right now, and it looks very good, I think. What you ladies saw, though, with it actually, you know, down the road, and I also dated someone briefly in November and December. Haven't heard much from him the last few weeks. I know it's not me. I think he has other things on his mind and or finances, if they're going to get any easier. So kind of like a flop. Whatever came strongly to you guys that you might pick up.
Well, I'm going to tell you about John, and then I'll hand it over to Barb. Okay?
Sounds good.
I think you and John are in a better place. Because there's one thing that I want to stress to you. Even though you two have differences, I feel that you really do better when you are calm, both of you, because I think you need each other.
Okay.
Okay?
And yeah, we
I think we love each other. Yes, yes. And so even though there are differences, you need each other in your life, and I think once that is accepted, you can go a long distance and really find happiness together.
That's wonderful to hear. That is great, because he was the one who had us. Okay. He actually had broken it off, not me, before, saying he had commitment issues, taking it further, and now he's telling me he regrets doing that.
Good. Good. He just needs to grow up, and, you know, he's an adult, but some of us just mature a little faster than others.
He's turning 58.
Yes, but I mean, he's really slow.
But he is a boy.
Yeah, and that's what you like about him.
I do.
You know, and he makes you laugh, and I do think that this is good.
I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you.
You're welcome. So,
I mean, I got to agree.
I
have to agree with Mary on this. I relationship looks very balanced. I think both of you grew up a lot, and it feels as though the pettiness and the triviality is no longer here. I would say that this is a, you know, you're not pushing things too fast. You're allowing things to evolve, and it does feel as though that there is a birth of a new aspect of your relationship that has a more spiritual connection and flavor to it that's here, and it does look as though you are definitely aiming towards commitment of a deeper kind than you even perceived the first time around. So that it definitely is a time of great growth, joy, and spiritual evolution. A lot of cool stuff here. Good foundations, rebirthing. Your intuition is very, very strong. Do you do two jobs? Do you have two jobs you're working, Stacey?
No. I work one job. I'm a banker.
It feels here as though there are two jobs. It feels here as though you are quite possibly doing the work of two people. I'm not really sure exactly what the duality means, but it does feel career-wise as though there is a duality here. So there are two levels of work. It feels like you're doing two jobs.
Well, I've been a single parent. I've raised my son. He's 21. He still lives with me. So I've been mother and father the last 20-some years. I don't know if possibly that is the where you see doing, you know, two things. I'm not sure.
I mean, I'd like to grab on that, but this duality falls in the house of career, so I have to take it, you know, I'd love to say, yeah, let's call it that, but I don't think that's it. It has to do with your job, and it feels as though it's something that's going to really manifest for you and become a lot more clear. More towards the March time frame, so just watch for it because it feels like there are more responsibilities. It feels like the job is evolving into something that is more than it is right now.
Okay. So, well, yeah. I've been told more than a few times that I have psychic abilities, that I'm very intuitive and empath. And I don't know. I've been told this, and it's been suggested to me that I look into it to learn.
Well,
and to expand.
Everybody is psychic. And the way that you expand it and the way that you increase its value is by looking into not becoming more psychic, but becoming more spiritual, because the more spiritual you become, the more sensitive and intuitive you become. But it's through the spiritual study that all of that happens. So if you want to, you know, read some books or you know, some really good material is the Course in Miracles, or Course in Miracles is a really good book. Science of Mind is another good book that will help to sort of open you up to spiritual philosophies that you can apply to your life to increase your sensitivity, and that increases the intuitive side of you as well. I don't believe that anybody can just study being psychic and actually become psychic. I do believe that you have to in some way be walking a more spiritual pathway, and that doesn't mean that you quit your day job by any means, shape, or form. It means that you apply the spiritual philosophies to all aspects of your life while you have a physical reality. So
absolutely. I'm very spiritual. I think in the last 3 or 4 years especially, so I will be looking into those books. And I thank you for mentioning them.
Absolutely. And you know, if you have any other questions, you can contact either Mary or me through our websites. And, you know, we'll be happy to give you whatever further information that we can that might be of assistance to you.
Oh, I appreciate that, in case I come across something in the books that I don't understand and have a question. Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much for offering.
Oh, that's what we're here for. I mean, we're here to do readings today, but basically both of us are teachers. And if we can help anybody on their journey, I mean, that's what we're for. And, you know, please give us a call if you need explanation or insight, or if you find something that, you know, looks strange, feels strange, it probably is strange. Give one of us a call or contact one of us. We're all over the place, so that we're real easy to find. And, you know, if we can help in any way, shape, or form, we would love to.
Oh, thank you, ladies, so much. And I enjoyed speaking to both of you today.
Thank
Our
you.
Pleasure.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That's, you know, it's like I said earlier, it's so much fun that people really want to learn, and they really want to evolve, develop, whatever. And I think, you know, like I said to her, it isn't that you go to a class to become spiritual. It's that you start applying those spiritual philosophies to your life to a deeper extent. And that's what opens the sensitivity up, and you become more intuitive. It happens. It's sort of a side effect of becoming more spiritual, rather than
yes.
the central focus.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, I don't think you or I ever intended to be a psychic. It just happened.
Yeah, very much so. It just happened. I have to think that it happened most of my life, and I'm sure it did for you too, but the point being was that we work on being spiritual more than being the psychic.
Yeah, I sat in a class for 7 years, a class for spiritual development, and really didn't believe that I was psychic, even though they kept telling me I was, and they finally convinced me, but it did take 7 years. I was a slow learner, I guess.
I understand.
Well, you know, you don't want to, I think my biggest fear was I don't want to claim something that I'm not, and I don't want to tell people I'm something that I'm not, and then feel and look really stupid. So, you know, I just sort of
kept saying, no, I'm making it up. No, can't possibly be. And, you know, after a while, you know, it was hard to really negate it. It was just there.
Okay, yeah, that's what happens. Exactly.
We've got Nicole in Kansas. Hi, Nicole. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine.
How can
we help? Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Mary.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there, Mary.
Oh, yes. Okay, okay. Barbara, Nicole has some very difficult situations. And so, Nicole, if you kind of give Barbara a heads up,
mm-hmm.
Here's the spiritual side, sweetheart, okay?
Yes, yes. I'm a caregiver of my mother. I have about 17 years, but I also have a therapy dog. And
mm-hmm.
also, I am very spiritual, and also I am unemployed as we speak right now. So,
you're unemployed, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Mary.
I was going to say, she kind of needs some advice on how to deal with all of this, don't you, Nicole?
I do.
Okay.
Well, I can certainly relate to quite a bit of it. I was a caregiver for my mother for the last 30 years of her life. And towards the end, it got pretty tight. You know, I'm not sure exactly what you're looking for, because I feel that spiritually speaking, you're on the right path. You're doing the right things. I guess the most important thing I want to remind you of is that the more laughter you can infuse into your life, the more laughter and the more joy that you can sort of bring into the setting that you're in now is going to enable you to really sort of flow with the energies a lot better. I know you're very serious about what you do, and anyone would be, but the element of laughter is healing. It lightens the mood, it lightens the spirit, and it opens you up to a lot of the energy that is available to you to draw upon. Now, do you have a therapy dog? Or,
yes.
Okay, and it's the dog does therapy with people. Is that it?
Yes, he does. And
okay.
He is also probably going to be becoming my service dog.
Okay. I feel that there is. I keep seeing you. I keep seeing and hearing the word, you know, alpha state, alpha state, alpha state. And anybody who works with animals, very easily slips into the alpha state in order to communicate with them, so that you do have wonderful communication with animals as a whole, and this one in particular. So that there is that this and this dog has to bring great joy to you.
Oh, he is. He's my life. He is my love of my life.
Yeah, well, yeah. Don't let's forget him.
Yes.
From what I'm seeing here is that laughter in your life and joy in your life is really, really important, and it feels as though you're getting very somber and very serious, and so I want to suggest to you that you start to lighten things up. Among other things, your dog is going to pick up on your emotionalities, and right now your emotions are kind of in a state of flux. So that please understand that your dog or any animal around you is going to pick up on the energetic of the emotional things that you're going through right now. And you want to make sure that even though you're trying to keep things inside of you, pets of any sort pick up on those energetics even though people may not. So it's kind of important for you to stabilize your energy, to kind of, you can do this with deep breathing. There are wonderful breathing exercises you can do that will help to sort of pull you into a more mellow state of mind and frame of mind. I'm seeing it's important to be outside. I don't know. Where are you calling from? You're in Kansas. Is it cold there?
We're supposed to get a foot of snow tomorrow.
Then I would go to the mall and walk. I feel that there is a need for you to feel movement, whether it is, you know, walking around in circles at a mall or going outside and walking. There is a need here for you to get fresh air into your lungs and to sort of breathe. And I would look into breath exercises. I'd Google it, actually, because it feels as though breathing is really important. Well, it's important to everyone, but breathing exercises here will help you to stabilize yourself, will help to bring a greater sense of peace and security. And my feeling is, this is going to sound so strange, I don't think you're breathing enough. Do you lose your breath easily?
Sometimes I do. I have asthma.
Okay, so breathing exercises would be a really good thing for you to do. And breathing deeply, because it doesn't feel that you're breathing deeply enough, often enough. I don't want you to hyperventilate, but I want you to sort of reoxygenate yourself to a great degree, too. Spiritually speaking, I think you're doing just fine. I think that there's great wisdom that's coming through you. You should be journaling it down. There's a sense here of setting yourself free, even though you are working very hard and being a caregiver and all of the things that you do. There is also a sense of needing freedom for yourself, for your own peace of mind. So finding moments where you can just be by yourself and sit and listen are very, very important. And I know they're hard to find, but I'm pretty sure that you're capable of that. Your dog has been with you in at least 4 lifetimes past that I can tell. He was a cat a couple of times, but don't tell him that. But he definitely has been a familiar to you, so that there is definitely a psychic link here. There is definitely a connection here that goes beyond time. So that how old is he?
He just turned 1 in October.
Oh, he's going to be with you a long time then. That's great. Has amazing eyes. Amazing eyes.
Yes. 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 He had blue eyes when he was born.
He's
a St. Bernard.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Wow.
No.
Boy, that's
he's a St. Bernard.
That's a lot of hair.
He's actually a short hair.
It does feel as though, spiritually speaking, you're doing an amazing job. I would just, you know, expand yourself spiritually, get into some of the reading that I suggested to the previous caller, and just sort of stretch yourself. Understand that you have to follow, you have to remember your own dreams, even though some of them are put on hold right now while you're doing, you know, what you're keeping a promise to your mom. Don't forget your own dreams and don't let go of them. Just they're put on hold for a little bit, but that's all. Okay?
Okay. What about a new job?
What is it you are currently now doing?
Nothing right now. I'm actually waiting for I applied for a therapy administrative assistant job, and I was hoping to get it.
And what did you do before this, before you did nursing?
I worked for Brown Mackey College. I was a bookstore manager and administrative assistant.
I'm seeing you signing a contract of some sort in early March. So not that far off. There is definitely a job coming.
So good. Good.
Okay.
I think that will ease something.
It will definitely ease. Yeah, it'll ease a lot of stuff up for you.
Oh, okay. So
okay.
Just gotta be more patient. Just gotta be more patient, huh?
Yeah, patience is something all of us have to work on, and I don't care who you are. If you're on the earth plane, you came here to learn patience.
Does my father have anything to say?
Now, your father's in spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's telling you that your mother likes your cooking, and are you making more sweets because he keeps handing me cookies?
Yeah, I'm trying to learn to make a German heart cookie, and I haven't set my soul on trying to do it yet.
Okay, when you see yourself doing it, you're going to do it because your dad just said that, okay? Keep making those cookies.
Making those cookies. Yeah.
Your dad is a firm believer in one of the things Barbara said. Laughter heals. You understand?
Yep.
Yeah.
I know where... I don't know what you're saying. Yeah. Yes.
Good.
Do you think we'll start our business up? Do I need to enroll my dog into a med school to be more of a to get him certified as a service dog?
That would be a good idea.
I think. Don't you,
Barbara? Go ahead, Sherry. Yeah, no,
oh,
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah. And besides, this is, again, what Barbara said. This is about you following your dreams, and this is what you want. So you have the perfect dog there. If you don't take time for working on this, then what's the point? I don't mean to be mean, but the whole point is you're supposed to be having a good life, and you work very hard caring for your mother. So
yeah, it's my relaxation.
Your dog.
Yeah, my dog is my relaxation. Yes, he is.
Yes. So go for it, Nicole. You took the time to call us. Now take the time to, and you had to wait a long time for this phone call. Because you tried to get in last time we were together. But the point is, go ahead with this. You deserve it. You want it. It will work out.
Okay. That's what I was scared about, was him not being a good...
What, your dad? Nicole, did you say your dad? Hello?
Hi. I think we lost her.
Oh.
I lost the switchboard, so...
Oh. Okay, well, you and I are still here, but that's about it.
Yes, we are. Let me go find the switchboard again. It just suddenly went. Jeannie, do you have the switchboard? Because if you have the switchboard, you might be able to find her. Nicole's microphone is still on. Hi, Nicole, you still there? Her microphone is still on. I guess you're on. I'm on. That's so weird. I guess we're done with Nicole.
Nicole, are you signed in?
Huh.
Because can everybody else hear us?
Jean,
if anybody's in chat that can hear us, let us know.
Yeah, can you wave at us? Yes, they can hear
Linda,
us.
Linda Young is there. Jeannie's there. Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess we're done with Nicole.
Bye, Nicole.
Yes, thank you for calling in. Actually, somebody did put something into the chat room that I do want to, I did mention... I mentioned Course in Miracles, and they said that they felt that the text was kind of hard to follow. Some of it is, some of it isn't. You know, I'll give you that. And Renee Richards also mentioned the Emerald Tablets, and I have to tell you, I just learned about the Emerald Tablets just lately, and I think everybody should Google it and read up on them because they're very interesting. They're fascinating. And
what
and
are
Mary,
they?
Are you
Not at all. What are the Emerald Tablets?
The Emerald Tablets are are tablets, and they're emerald. And they were thought to be the Book of Thoth, and E-M-E-R-A-L-D, tablets. I don't want to misquote anything here. It's a piece of writing, and it's reputed to contain the secret of transmutation, and it's regarded by European alchemists as the foundation of their art and its hermetic tradition. The first time it was seen, it was a book written in Arabic between the 6th and 8th centuries, and then it was translated into Latin in the 12th century, and there are numerous translations and interpretations of it. It's been associated with the creation of the Philosopher's Stone. It deals with alchemy. It deals with macro and microcosms. The text is, it gives the author as, it says the author is Hermes, and that, who was the Greek god and the Egyptian god of, called Thoth. So it claims to be very ancient, and again, it's the oldest documentable source of the text. I'm looking through Wikipedia because I'm trying to give you a real fast thing on it. Its works are unbelievable. I mean, it is written beautifully, so that it gives you wonderful spiritual material. I would definitely recommend people Google it and check it out. And Linda Young put something up on it. That's the Course of Miracles. Jeannie got the Wikipedia thing on the Emerald Tablets. The Emerald, and what I find absolutely fascinating is that I don't know if any of you watch the Learning Channel, but they have a series on now that is two brothers that are on Oak Island, which is off the coast of Nova Scotia in the Money Pit, and they're trying to get to the bottom of it. And one of the things that they think could possibly be at the bottom of it are the Emerald Tablets. Also, they feel that it may be part of the treasure of the temple in Jerusalem, and part of it could be some of the Templar treasures that were mm-hmm. sort of spirited out of France right before the King of France took off after all of the Templars. And they are thinking Templars created the money pit because of the booby traps and because of the technology that went into. It's not just, you can't just dig the hole. There are so many ways.
I've heard that.
This money pit has been booby trapped, that it had to be done by technology that just wasn't around. So that it's almost like it was put there by, it almost, and I'm not saying this, but it's almost as though someone came through time and created the booby traps and then went back to the future, so to speak, and left treasures down there to be discovered when, I mean, millions and millions and millions of dollars have been poured into this money pit, and they haven't been able to get to the bottom of it yet, and they've been trying to for the last 200 years. And Teddy Roosevelt has been in on it. John Wayne has been in on it. There have been multimillionaires that have poured a fortune into it, and they can't get down to the bottom. So
I have heard of that. It just keeps going and going and going.
It is phenomenal, and the more I look into it and the books that I've read into it, they have absolutely negated out that it couldn't possibly have been pirates. It couldn't possibly have been they thought at some point it might be Aztecs hiding a fortune, but they didn't have the technology. The pirates certainly didn't have the time or technology or manpower to do what was done to booby-trap this place. And the Indians obviously didn't do it. So that they come down to the Templars. And they would have had the technology to do it, and they would have had the following to do it as well. And I think the last, these two brothers from Canada bought the island, and this has been a five-part series. And clearly, if they had actually gotten to the bottom of it, there would have been newspaper articles all over the place. So I suspect it's going to go into a second season of, you know, digging in the money pit. But anybody who's interested, there are some wonderful books out there that kind of chronicle the whole adventure, and it is an amazing adventure. And you sit back wondering just who could have created this and what kind of treasures could possibly be at the bottom. And one of the books that I was reading was talking about, are these booby traps meant to keep something, to keep us out, or to keep something in? Is this possibly a treasure that would change our way of thought and our philosophies to such a great degree that maybe humanity isn't ready for it? Or is it that it is an amazing treasure that you know, possibly they don't want to fall into the wrong hands? It's quite a quandary, and the more you look at it and the more you think about it, you do begin to wonder, is this keeping us out or something in?
Oh, I think that's very interesting. I'm going to be interested to see if I'm still alive, because this has been going on a long time.
It has been, and you know, it was so cleverly booby-trapped that, and people, you know, they've gotten absolutely nothing out of it. I mean, they have found every 10 feet there were these oak platforms, and then there was a tablet with lots of writing on it that was ancient writing, and just recently they have found that there is another place on the island that may actually be the entrance to what goes on below, but they're not sure. So it's amazing. It's a cool treasure adventure, and frankly, I don't think they're going to solve it this season. So yes, we do need Linda Croft and Indiana Jones. It definitely is a mystery, and it's a really cool mystery, because this much trouble had to be gone to protect something. I mean, I'm pretty sure you're not going to find. You're not going to find, you know, McDonald's wrappers at the bottom of the tunnel here. There is something there, and six men have so far lost their lives trying to get to the bottom of it. So, you know, it is something that people have lost their
men,
lives
really?
To. Yeah. So it's not just fun and games. There has been very serious trouble over this, and people have spent 40 years trying to find what's at the bottom of the tunnel. People become obsessed with it. So it's really a very cool mystery, and I just love the. I'm sorry they're doing it, you know, in a series of five things, and then they're taking a break or whatever. They're making it too much of a production, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, if they're going to plow at it, they should plow at it and let us know what's there. But they've hooked me. You know, I'll be there next season for whatever they decide to, you know, do or pull out. We have also Jennifer in Florida, who's been waiting a very long time. So let's get to her. I don't know.
Hello?
Where in Florida are you, Jennifer?
In Miami area.
Oh, weather there.
I'm sorry?
How's the weather there?
Hot, as always.
I just
Some
got
of
8 inches
spray.
Of snow, so.
Right.
So how can we help you today?
Just wanted to see what you were picking up, what's going on right now for me. There's a lot going on. I just wanted to see what things you you guys are picking up.
Okay. Mary, you want to go first, and then
I'll run
around the park.
To breathe.
Yes.
Okay. So, Jennifer, I feel like you are going to be given, if you're not already in it, a position of more authority and a chance to express yourself and feel like you are in charge of things. So are you changing positions or looking for a new job?
Well, I've been feeling that. I think it's going to be coming this week. I'm all packed up. I'm ready to move for it. So I've been having feelers out there for a while. So
yeah,
I'm just,
the first word I heard when I heard your name was move, and then to back myself up, I pulled a card from the tarot deck, and you got the Emperor. So, honey, whatever you're doing, I feel like you are all lined up to get ready to make a better move. And I know you're an adult, but there's like this feeling of you've been waiting for this, and it's time for you to step forward. And I think it's very close.
Yeah. Well, it has to be. I'm not paying my rent. I'm ready to move.
Okay. Well, are you affirming?
Yeah, I'm all ready. I'm ready for this. This is going off my intuition here.
And that's exactly what I'm pulling, okay? So
mm-hmm.
I love that. I think that but you keep affirming in your head and being grateful, because I really do feel like this is going forward, okay? So why all the paperwork? And can I ask you this also, okay? Who needs dental work or works in a dental office?
I don't know. I've been thinking about my teeth and my eyes lately, so maybe that's related.
That would be it, okay? Because that is a part of it. It's taking charge of who you are. So if you are needing or thinking about changing something about your teeth, well, then go for it. This is part of the whole experience of you being in charge of who you are. So they just,
it was just because they're a little sensitive. It wasn't really a major adjustment.
Okay. Well, if they're a little sensitive, then you change toothpaste.
Yeah, I've been trying to do some natural stuff. Right. Okay.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, white oak bark helps me a lot.
What is it?
White oak bark. It really helps me in a little tablet in order for me to strengthen my gums. So... and makes my teeth not sensitive. I don't know why it works, but it does for me.
Yeah, because my gums are receding a little bit. I don't know what that's all about.
Okay, well, I saw a dentist, so if I were you, I'd be massaging them and using an herb called white oak bark. And I am not a doctor, but I saw the dentist here.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
And then affirm what you want. This is a very strong card. The
awesome.
Emperor is great, and you really have a desire and an ambition for money, and this is good. There's nothing wrong mm-hmm. with that.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome.
Okay. You know, I'm not getting the dentist as much as I'm getting the fact that this is a time of new beginnings. This is a time of fresh starts. This is a time of healing. And by the way, I use Sensodyne, and that's fabulous for sensitive teeth too. But Mary is more into the natural. I go for, you know, over the counter. But what I'm seeing here is this is a time of great love. This is a time when the universe is embracing you. It is absolutely saying, you know, well done, good and faithful
servant. I've been feeling that. Yeah,
I've been
feeling that.
It is really, I think you're being given, from what I'm seeing here, you're being given a respite. You're being given a time to sort of reconnoiter, to regenerate, take care of the rest that you need, because it feels like you've absolutely stretched yourself out, and you haven't given yourself the opportunity to pull a balance into your life. But the universe is giving you a short break here, and it does feel as though I see pink warmth surrounding you, and it does feel as though you're going through a process of rebirthing aspects of yourself. You're evolving into new understanding of yourself. You're going to, you know, you'll only get a little bit of time of this kind of rest, relaxation, and rejuvenation, because as you come into the March timeframe, here's where a lot of stuff begins to manifest within reality, and as you come into the April time frame, you've got magic and miracles expecting the unexpected. I do feel there is a move. I feel that preparing for one was a very wise thing to do. I don't know where you're going, but I can tell you. Do you know where you're going?
Well, again, I'm waiting for the confirmation in the real world, but I think it's New York City.
Huh. Well, all I know is that where you're going is going to be, I wouldn't call New York City full of love, but...
I know. It's a new experience for me there.
Yeah. Have you ever lived in New York City?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh. All I can tell you is that I see you with a very close group of friends. I see you with people who love you around you. I see you making friends easily and rapidly. I see you finding a group, a center. I see you finding a place where you feel at home. So, I'm shaking my head because I know New York City.
I know.
And this doesn't sound like New York City at all, but
know.
You know, there are lots of different people in New York City, and you know, there are, I'm seeing a spiritual community here of some sort, so that you know, and a spiritual community can exist anywhere, even in New York City. I am feeling that by the time you get to the spring and summertime, that what you've sent out returns to you greatly magnified. You are in a spiritual family that is nurturing and comforting and challenging. And as you hit the fall time frame, there's two major directions you're working on. Have you started to work on some of those spiritual projects you were supposed to work on?
Oh, I've never stopped. Yeah, that's my life.
Okay. Because I'm seeing two major projects here. And by the time you get to October, there's a balance between everything. The creative here is just absolutely phenomenal. Not only creativity in a physical sense, but also communication, so that you're talking and your words have great power and great strength, and they're touching the hearts of an amazing number of people. And as you hit December, Phoenix rising, as you sort of burst out of those molds that other people have created for you, so that there's a birthing of a new person here. While it's you and it's always been you, it's a new person as far as many of the people around you are concerned, and you're gonna surprise many and raise the eyebrows of quite a few as well. Because you're coming into your own strength and your own security and your own power. You're not a superhero, but you're coming into the power that allows you to impact other people's consciousnesses with yours. And that doesn't mean you control them. It just means they hear you finally.
Long time coming. Amen.
Yes.
Wonderful. Yes, I've been resting today, and I have been told that this is a short rest, so I should be just laying on the couch, napping, sleeping, because I feel like I'm moving this weekend. So, again, it's just day by day waiting for this news. I'm just, again, the affirming, keep on being gratitude, keeping my energy up about it. I've never been in a situation before, but like I said before, 100% intuition I'm going on.
Oh, okay. Just so I'm clear, you do have some pokers in the fire and stuff like that, right? Or did you just pack up and you're just sitting there waiting for a knock on the door?
Well, I'm waiting for a phone call. I've had a lot of things out, and I'm just waiting for things back saying, okay, you got the job. We need you here.
Okay. I feel that it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy the rest while you can. It's not going to be an extended period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We've got Linda in California. Hi, Linda. How are you doing today?
Hi, Barbara. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Linda. I haven't heard your voice in ages. It's so good to hear your wonderful voice.
Oh, it's been a great show. I've been enjoying listening to it.
Oh, thank you.
I was just hoping for a general reading.
Oh, one of the easy ones.
Linda.
Okay.
Yeah, that is a new one. Linda, there's romance around you. Are you thinking in a new area today?
No.
I'm not going to let that go. So.
Well, you know, the possibility is always out there, but I've thought nothing's happened or I haven't met anyone.
No, it's just a matter of you kind of going, okay, I am a new person, a new deal, and I feel like you are moving into much more of a relaxed period and open to more possibilities.
Yes.
Yeah. So let me just tell you this. I think this year things are picking up much faster than you ever realized. I think you're much luckier. And I also feel that romance is definitely in your cards, and you will just take it wherever it comes and as nice as it is. And it doesn't have to be long-term. It can be just short and sweet and enjoyable.
Well, good. That sounds even better.
Yeah. It does not have to be marriage. It does not have to be, you know, the whole thing. Just better and fun. Okay?
Good.
So... And I just want to give you a hug over it. That's, you know.
Okay, I feel it.
Could you just come back to Salina for a few minutes, and I will do that, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, then let me traumatize her slightly then.
Okay.
I agree with Mary. There is love here, and I'm seeing universal love in every aspect of your life. So first of all, the easy part is that you've worked really, really hard to get in a really, really good place. And I feel that on many, many levels, you're unfolding new awarenesses and new understandings of a lot of the spiritual aspects that are going on in life. This is a time in which you're healing. And you're letting go of things, but also it's a time that you've done such a great deal of work that the aspect of love on a personal level comes in here as well, because that is part of being whole, complete, and balanced. And I do feel that the foundations have been laid for a personal relationship that is involving love. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to be, you know, rushed to the church or anything like that. You don't have to, I'm not seeing the element of, you know, of long-term commitment here yet. But I am seeing friendship, and I am seeing the element of you being able to trust again and have faith again. And So that you know, there's, I'm not looking at something that's going to be so hot and heavy that it scares you. I'm looking at a friendship, a relationship that is based on friendship, and this is a person you have not yet met. And I am seeing that there is love here. And, you know, you can have love in a friendship, and it doesn't have to go any further. Or you can have something that does go further, but at this point in time, you have a friendship coming that is profound, and it has the potential of going further if you are open to it. But it will be your call. And don't make the call ahead of time. Just let things kind of evolve on their own. You have great strength here. You have the fact that people are paying attention to you and your words. You're putting pieces of a puzzle together. There's healing energy here, spirit energy coming in here in the September time frames. There's a lot of changes that are going on here, but it does feel that they are
stable changes that are evolving that you anticipate and they just move ahead. I don't think you're going to hit stumbling blocks. I don't think you're going to hit difficulties. From what I'm seeing here, it's time for the universe to reward you in many different ways on many different levels. So, you know, be open to the element of love and just, you know, see where it goes, because I think it's going to be a very exciting time for you.
Good. I'm excited already.
It really is cool. It really, you know what it is? It's grown up. It's not stupidity and it's not foolishness, though there is giggling and laughing. It's grown up. It's stable. It's secure. It's trustworthy. It's respect and it's friendship. And, you know, that's the kind that all of us want to find. So that it's coming to you is a really, really cool thing.
That would have been my list if I would have written it down. Very good.
It's going to be spectacular. It really is. So I do thank you for calling. And,
well, thank you. You
know, it's nice to see somebody having that kind of good fortune coming into them, because it means you worked really, really hard and you paid heavy duty dues, because this spectacular, this kind of magic doesn't come to everyone.
Okay, you're going to make me cry.
Oh, Linda, told you needed a hug.
Hey, you know something? You know, when we pay the kind of dues that you've paid, you know, it's miserable and it's hell. But the reality is, you know, if somebody told you this during that time frame, you'd probably tell them where to go. But the reality is, that kind of pain is only balanced out by a great love, and you haven't had it yet.
Wonderful.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you both. It's better than I expected.
We love you, Linda.
Love you, Mary. Love you, Barbara. Thank you both
so
much.
Bye,
thank
sweetie.
You for calling. Bye-bye. God, she's
gonna Barbara,
have
that was nice.
I didn't do it to be nice. It's here.
Yeah. Oh.
But you know, she's got magic coming. It's really
cool.
And
I'm so
glad
that you
did. Yeah, no, that was spectacular. I mean, it was spectacular being able to tell her that. You don't tell somebody that unless you genuinely have it in the cards and you feel strongly about it. But, no, after the dues she paid, wow, is magic going to happen. That is so cool.
I think so, too. That's wonderful. I like that.
Yeah. Well, we got Donna here in California. Hi, Donna. How's it going?
Hi. I'm doing good. Thank you.
So hi, Donna.
Hi. Hi, Blue. A general reading would be great.
Okay. Do you generally want to hit her and then I will marry?
Yes. No. You go first.
Okay.
I'm doing okay. So.
All right. What you've got here is I have the element. You're going to love it. How old are you, Donna?
I'm 45.
Oh, okay. I have pregnancy here in the cards for you. No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
What do you have, Barbara?
Pregnancy. No.
Oh,
it's
that's
pregnancy.
New beginning.
Yes, it is. It's the birth of new aspects of you, and it's the central card. So it means that you've come to a time where you've really finished parts of the journey of this lifetime, and you're beginning on new parts of them, which is really cool. And it means that you are letting go of stuff that's old and tired, and you're ready to have the birth of new aspects of yourself come to the fore. So this year is going to be a year in which
you have a commitment to allowing yourself to become the person that you were supposed to be. And you know, you have another 5 years to go before you hit what is laughingly called the crone stage, which means, you know, full-on spiritual pushing. But you know, you're certainly doing a lot of that now already. There's a great deal of spirituality here, more so than most people. So that you have this element of coming into a time of, and try not to misinterpret this, a kind of spiritual greatness that all of us look for but few of us achieve. So that there is a spiritual strength that is here, and as you come into the springtime, you're going to find talents and gifts coming of age, coming to flower within you that you've been working on for a very long time. And lots of times you have things developing and you keep them sort of under the covers, so to speak, because you really aren't really sure about a lot of stuff. But as these things happen, as you begin to evolve and the spiritual and the intuition come into play, you're evolving into a time of setting yourself free from doubt, from fear, from insecurity, and you're coming into a time of security and stability and integrity that is above and beyond what you already have. There's a commitment to the change. There's a commitment to embracing the changes that are coming, and in so doing, changing your life profoundly. As you get into the September time frame, here's where I see it crazy for you. It feels almost as though, you know, just everything is coming due at the same time. Everything is coming, you know, you're having to tie a lot of things up because you have a lot of pokers in the fire, and you're putting more pokers in the fire as you tie up the things that are being completed. This is a time, this is a year in which you finish a lot and start even more, and it's not that you're slowing down, you're speeding up, and it does feel as though the next 5 years are going to be very, very busy for you. You've got law of attraction working with you in the house of career, and that does mean that a new work is opening up for you. I feel as though job is changing or new jobs are coming online here, and it feels as though you're going to be juggling a lot, so that there's a lot of new stuff happening, and creativity is extraordinarily important to you. You must, absolutely must, underline must, have some form of creativity sort of at all times available to you, because the more you fuel your life with creative projects of any sort, the faster things are going to flow for you, and the more profoundly you're going to be able to manifest the gifts that you carry within. Ooh. Mary, what are you getting?
Well, most of what I'm getting is kind of the same thing as you, but I was wondering if you had a move coming yourself. There is the action of moving or remodeling around you.
Oh, well, maybe work-wise, I'm hoping.
That
I don't
would
know about
be it, because okay. I really feel like you need a new atmosphere.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I just moved, you know, residentially like 3 months ago, so I don't think it's gonna be that, but you never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
Do not,
yeah.
You know, just because it can be a changing of the situation that you're in right there also.
Yeah. Right.
It does, but this is a time that is very, very open to new ideas for you. So I really feel like, as Barbara said, you're going to be very busy, and what I pick up is that your mind has 1,000 ideas going on.
Mm-hmm. Always, yeah. Just trying to pinpoint that one particular one, you know. That's the hard part.
So that's, have to back up, and you have to ask for divine guidance.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
You know, and that's where we all lose it, because no one has any patience. So,
yeah, right.
But this is truly, you've got to just say, oh, the heck with it. Lord, take over. I have ideas on everything, so you tell me what to do first. But the ideas are all around you, and they are really like, I'm going to relate it back to you rearranging things or opening things. Like I said, I would have probably said it was a move.
But since you already had the move, I would say it is an improvement in what you are doing.
Good. Oh, that's good.
Okay, but there is around you also the aspect of celebration. So I feel this is a success, but I'm going to give you a heads up because I hope I'm wrong on this, and I want you to throw it out the window if it doesn't make sense. But I feel like there, your job sometimes, you get feedback that isn't as you're not supported as well as you should be.
Right. That's true. Yeah. I don't know why that is, but maybe I'm just not, the right thing that I should be doing. I'm just taking it as that,
Okay.
I don't know.
Take it as that and keep asking that what you need is to be headed in the right direction and surrounded by people you absolutely love and who love working with you.
Thanks. Yeah, that's true. I agree. Is that hard? I mean, is that too much to ask? I agree.
Good. You get that then, okay? Yes. This is important. But I think you are fully capable of having a very good life this year and feeling like your life did change and you're welcoming the change.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh,
good.
And how about my relationship? Is that going to get stronger or do you see anything in that area?
Donna, sometimes you and your relationship sort of pull the covers up over your heads and you don't look at all the issues.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not going to change until you guys get down and dirty, meaning that, okay, we really need to work on this.
Right. Yeah, that's what we're doing. So.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Just as long as you take lots of breaks, I think you guys are okay. So.
Yeah. Right. Okay, good. That's good.
And
thank
I mean
so
that
much.
A nice way, not ending.
Right. No, not at all. No. I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
good. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Appreciate your guys' time. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Whoa. Well, we made it through the queue with 3 minutes to spare. Mary, I just, as always, you are such a joy to work with. It's so much fun. I can't wait to do an evening of mediumship with you. I think that's going to be a blast.
I think we will have a good time. And as always, you challenge me and you make me work. And you know I do nothing but sit around and do nothing all day long. So, oh, brother.
Well,
when Barbara comes, you guys, we're just going to drag her from one fish shop to another. So,
oh, God. Mary can be reached at psychicmediummary.com if you want to make appointments for our endeavors down there in Florida. Check out my website and hopefully Mary's because the flyer is on it there. I'm going to be back here on Wednesday doing readings as well. And also Curious Times with Chris tonight, 10 o'clock Eastern time. She's got Psychic Pete on, which is going to be a real blast. I'm really looking forward to, I've not listened to him ever before, so I'm looking forward to listening to Chef Pete. He's a chef, and he's a psychic. So Jeannie and I are looking forward to that one. I think Jeannie's actually going to call in and get a reading and,
He's a chef and a psychic. Wow.
Yes, and hopefully there are recipes as well, but I've talked Jeannie into calling in, and maybe he'll tell her to just put herself back in the oven for 20 minutes at 350 and baste often, but we'll see. He's quite a character, and we're definitely looking forward to that show. So Mary, I will see you talk to you again.
Thank you
in
very
March.
Much. Thank you, everybody. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody, for being here. Bye-bye now.